everyone. This is Liang Luoqi from Zhangxin English Podcast. Welcome back. Do you want to be a word magician? Think about an apple. If you just say an apple, it's a little boring, right? But what if you say it's ruby red, honey sweet, and extra crunchy? Now I can see it and taste it. When we describe things using precise and read words, it's like using a bad camera. It makes everything clear and colorful. A bird isn't just yellow. Maybe it's bright lemon yellow. If we want to let people understand what we said, make sure to describe things clearly. Today, we're gonna read the conversations about describing things. Please open the book and turn to page 48 and 49. Let's welcome the readers, Shi Peiying and Zheng Xinjie from Class 708.
It's fun to describe things. It helps others know more about them. For example, a dog can be big, soft, and loud. A bird can be tiny and yellow. An apple might be red, sweet, and crunchy. The sky might be blue and clear. When we describe things, we help people imagine them. They can get a picture of those things in their minds. Describing things makes writing and speaking more colorful and interesting.
Conversation A.
Hey, Ken, is Ivy here?
Hi, Emily. No, sorry, she just went to lunch.
Oh, okay. I will find her later. Whose cat is that outside?
A cat? Describe it for me.
It's orange and it's pretty tiny. It has a long tail and it's loud. I heard it before I saw it.
Oh, that's Muffy. She's my neighbor's cat.
She's very cute.
Conversation B.
Muffy is a nice cat. She likes to sit outside on clear sunny days.
So do I, and the weather is so nice today.
It is.
Well, I need to get going. I have a lot to do.
Before you go, would you like a pear? They're sweet and a little crunchy.
Sure, thanks, Ken. I love pears. See you later.
And that's a wrap for this semester. Huge thanks to everyone for listening. Have an amazing vacation and see you all next semester.
Bye-bye.